John in Sheffield. John Hallam FM, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nick.
Now then, I hope you can maintain this high standard.
I'll try. I mean, it's pretty high, isn't it?
We've had some very good calls tonight, haven't we? It's very strange. We had one or two nutters right at the beginning, then from that point onwards, each one solid gold.
Yeah.
I would say worth the atomic weight of their breath in gold.
Yeah, I mean, mine's a bit of a kind of a theory, more than anything. I mean, it's a secret behind matter, really.
The secret behind matter, okay.
Yeah, and the collapse of Darwinism.
The collapse of Darwinism, excellent.
I mean, I believe that kind of matter, or life in general, or your perception on life, is nothing but an illusion. See, what you perceive is not really there.
Okay, so so the radio studio I'm in isn't really there, no?
Not at all.
Okay.
But, I mean, I can prove that by pure logic. I mean, if you was to kind of see something, or you was trying to perceive something like a river or some sort,
mm-hmm.
and somebody kind of cut off your nervous system
mm-hmm.
that goes to your eyesight, and also the nervous system that goes to your smell and your kind of touch, you'd be left in pure and utter darkness.
If I lost my senses?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You'd be left in just pure and utter darkness, and yet you can only imagine, like if you close your eyes and imagine now, you could literally imagine seeing a river.
You're wrong. I mean, if I lost all my senses, I wouldn't be in darkness.
You would.
No.
It's a fact. It says that if you...
No, because wait, hang on a minute, John. You forgot about the power of thought. What I would be left in is my thoughts.
Yeah, I mentioned that when I said to you about the river.
It's not the same as darkness. A thought illuminates, so it's not.
But once you cut off your total kind of senses, you'll have no kind of thought. You'll be in total darkness.
Well, if I had a memory, I'd still have thoughts, wouldn't I?
But everything's kind of collapsed.
So do you require the destruction of my memory as well? For this to work?
I think it destructs regardless once all your senses have been cut off. So in reality, you're nothing but kind of a soul.
Look, you're nothing but thought, love. If you isolate all of you, if you took away all of your senses,
mm-hmm.
right, you would be left only with thought. Right, that's what I've pointed out to you, and that's true. That's everyone understands that, and you understand that as well, John.
Mm, definitely.
So you lose all your senses, you're left with thought. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you imagine just being left with your thought, now you think that would you're telling me that would illuminate your kind of inside your brain.
It would illuminate my perception of what's going on. Yes.
So in reality, what you perceive is not really there.
No, that's not a logical follow-on. If I lost my senses, I would be left with my imagination and my thoughts. So I could live in an imaginary world. If I lost my senses, I would live in an imaginary world in which I could be king. So supposing I did take the opportunity to be king, I could be godlike in that world, because I would have only my imagination to account for. Right? There would be no reality whatsoever, because my senses, including my sense of touch, every single sense is gone. So I'm only thoughts, right? And I'm therefore God.
Not at all.
No, I would be godlike, because I would have complete control over everything that happened. I would have only my imagination, and that would be it. Nothing would contradict me, because no external force would be applied via my senses to my thoughts.
But the secret behind matter is that everything decays. Every single thing decays. So in time, you'll deteriorate like everything
else. What's this got to do with whether... You know, don't stray off the point here. You were trying to prove I had a soul. I'm telling you, there's no such thing as soul, only thought. Carry on.
Now, you have a soul. I'm proving that by...
We haven't proved it, but carry on.
Okay, well, let me try and prove it. I mean, if you lose everything that's been given to you by God, so you can never be God, so all of a sudden, then you kind of being total darkness.
No. We didn't say you didn't include that in the original description, did you? You said you've only lost your senses, right? Now, if you lose everything that's been given to you by God,
mm-hmm.
that would include losing your thought, wouldn't it?
Mm.
So you didn't paint a complete picture there. What you're saying is if you didn't exist, right? Now, if you didn't exist, then you're absolutely right. I wouldn't exist. And you would have proved your point that I didn't exist. But I do exist. So you haven't proved that I don't exist.
My whole point is...
Hang on a minute, wait a minute. Let's just get Steve involved. Steve, are you following this so far?
Slightly.
Slightly, okay. So I'm just checking, because Steve's one of the people who's maybe wouldn't follow this normally, but the fact he's following it means we can continue the discussion. Carry on, John.
It's got to the point where my whole understanding about matter is that it would decay, like the human life would eventually, like time. You know, everybody's immune to death, and the soul yet carries on. The thing that's of any worth is your soul. The whole reason of your creation is your soul to carry on.
You said you were going to prove to me that we had a soul. You haven't proved to me that we've got a soul.
I do. Let me explain to you. If you cut off all your senses and everything that what you was given was cut off, the only thing that would be there would be your
thought.
Soul, and
no,
that would be
in thought.
No. That would be...
You're going on in circles, John.
No, the thing about it is that I can prove it by that you would still be alive, yet you'd still have no kind of senses or anything that God give you. So you've only been left...
If you lose your senses... No, John, if you lose your senses, you're left with thought.
I agree.
Right. Well, that's not the same... That's not the same. It's not logical to say that you're left with a soul.
Hold on. If your senses was removed and everything that was given to you by God removed, then you would be left with an empty shell, right?
John, let's try a different tack on this then. Where are our souls located?
In our minds.
So our souls are located in our head, in our mind.
Do you know what? No, but I cannot honestly tell you that the souls are in our heads or in our hearts or in our body. Who knows? Until you die.
Have you ever got in touch with yours then?
With what? My soul.
Do you think it's important for us to get in touch with our souls?
I think what your soul is your kind of moral guidance. I think without that soul.
You see, because I've never understood. This is a fascinating discussion. You see, for example, some people believe that our souls are fundamentally dirty because they're covered in original sin. You know, so do you believe that? Do you believe our souls are fundamentally dirty?
Not at all. I believe in what you said. Humans are fundamentally decent and honourable people until they choose to...
So our souls are clean, right?
By their creation, yes.
Right. When they're created, but then when they get used, they become dirty.
When they get infected by all the kind of, you know, illusions around them, where I get back to this point that everything around you is an illusion, and if you adhere to these kind of illusions, you will become more dirty as a soul.
No, not you. Our souls become more dirty as we use them, yeah. So how do we clean them? Do we ask for forgiveness?
Yes.
So we ask for forgiveness, then God kind of comes along and wipes the dirt off.
By the Supreme Being, by God, not... See, what you've got to understand is that the guy was kind of disrespecting in a sense, and you can understand, you always know why somebody is kind of, is not prejudiced, but kind of against religion when he starts talking about these people. I'm referring to the guy called Paul.
Do you know what? I tell you what, John, we really have run out of time. I've got to apologise.
No problem.
Thanks for calling in. Good to talk to you. That was John in Sheffield.